All right. Thank you, everyone. We're glad to be joined by the Charleston Cougars with Chris Mack and Ante Brzovic. Guys, thank you for spending part of your Friday with us. And first, for Coach Mack, you've been on the other side of this, and now you've decided to go back into coaching. Why Charleston? Why now? And why this opportunity?
Well, I think that I certainly miss the camaraderie. I miss the competition, being in the gym with the guys every single day. But I think most importantly for me, why Charleston? I had a lot to do with Matt Roberts, our athletic director, President Shue, just the alignment that those two gentlemen had for the program and for the trajectory of the program and just the history of it. And then I think finally, just the community support and how much basketball has meant to the College of Charleston and the city of Charleston for so long, really starting with John Kress years and years ago before they were Division I program. So Charleston has everything that I was looking for, and just glad to be back.
Walk into a program that has won nearly 60 games over the last 2 years and has a tradition and history of success, as you mentioned, community support. How are you looking to grow that from here?
I'm looking to grow that with players like the guy on the bottom of my screen. I think anytime you could bring in talented players that want to play for one another, and again, why wouldn't you want to do it at Charleston? This is the second year in a row we've sold out season tickets. The community really, really cares deeply about this basketball program, and so it starts with the players. Not just the talent that each player possesses. But their willingness to sort of, play for one another, believe in one another. And, we pieced together a roster fairly quickly. We assembled in June, and like most teams around the country. And so we're working for November 4th and beyond every single day since then. So it's an exciting time for us and a lot of newness to the program, I'm sure. But I'd rather take over a program that's won, 60 games than six games. And Ante is a big reason why. In his three seasons of college basketball, he's won a championship every single time as a freshman, as a sophomore, and as a junior. And I want to make sure, as his coach in his senior year, he has that same feeling. So that's the chase.
Reminder, if you have questions for our participants today, please use the hand raise feature and we'll get to you throughout the day. Just want to get to one for Ante here. Coach talked about the standards of the program, the opportunities that come. Just talk about how those program standards are something you look to continue in your time in Charleston.
I mean, I would say the last 2 years we raised the bar high, and I know a lot of people have the same expectations. We brought a coach with a higher resume, somebody who coached high major teams who used to win in the past. So I think we're on the right track, on the right path. We got to work hard, and eventually I know things will sort out for us, and we're gonna keep doing what we did for the past 2 years.
Gonna go to questions here and go to Brian.
Chris, good morning. Welcome to the CAA. Part of what made Charleston so difficult to play against the last couple of years was not only having good players and a good coach, but their style, which was so different, and they were so committed to it. Obviously, your history says the style is probably going to change. How would you describe both the tempo and what you're looking to do offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Kels did a terrific job in sort of stamping the style of play that he wanted to have. We're going to look a little different. We really tried to focus in on getting shooting at every position, so that we were a team that could really space the floor. I think with a point guard like C.J. Fulton, who really understands that advancing the ball through pass is a heck of a lot faster than advancing it through the dribble. He's a very willing and special playmaker that we want to be able to space the floor, and we want to be able to play a fun style of offense. At the same time, we also have a front court that I think can rival a lot of high major front courts. When we bring in a kid Lazar Jokovic along with the preseason player of the year and Ante, We have great size. That doesn't mean that we'll play every game that way, but I'd like to have the flexibility to, either dictate the terms. And sometimes that when you have tough matchups, you can do that. But then sometimes, matchups on the other side, dictate that you have to sort of change your style of play. And I think we have the flexibility to do that. Defensively, we'll always be a man-to-man team first. I'd like to think that we can be an aggressive team. There'll be a little bit of stylistic change that I've thought about and developed over the last couple of years through my conversations and visits with other schools. So again, we've got a lot to work on, but I think we're continuing in the right direction and we're improving. But we will be different, and there's nothing wrong with it. There's been a lot of different styles over the years that won national championships and conference championships. So we will definitely be different, but hopefully just as successful.
And this one's for Ante. With the pace and the rotation and the depth last season, you're obviously didn't play as many minutes as you could have. Do you anticipate that growing, and how's your role changed in this new offensive system?
Yeah, I talked earlier. Every coach has their own philosophy on how they're gonna run offense, defense, and how they're gonna make subs as well. Last 2 years, we rotated 12 guys pretty much every game, and minutes were kind of balanced between everybody. Coach said a couple of times that he likes to play shorter rotations, and if you check the box score of his previous team, previous games, you can see that that's the case. I don't know how this year is gonna look exactly, but I'm really happy with the depth that we have. Eventually, it's gonna be a key point later in the season when you may have some guys injured or banged up, not be able to play every game. But it's gonna be a long season. As long as we can stay healthy, we're gonna be fine.
Thank you.
Andrew, and then Scott.
Hey, Chris. I know most coaches don't put a whole lot of stock in preseason polls, but what did you think of where you guys were? And then just talk about what Ante brings to the table. I know you've only been around him for a few short months, but what have your impressions been of him so far?
Sure. The first thing I'd say is, I think it's incredibly difficult in 2024, with massive roster upheaval and changes to maybe be as accurate as prognosticators we have been in the past. Certainly, Towson returning everybody gives them a leg up, and Pat's done an amazing job of keeping his roster intact on a really successful team a year ago. So, we're all chasing them, and that's the journey that we start here in just a couple short weeks. What I've seen in Ante is number one, just a winner, a guy that's played on three straight conference championship teams, going
What
back
do
to
you
his
mean 3
Southeastern
years
Oklahoma
ago? What are you
State
talking
days
about?
when he was a freshman. I think that it has been a little bit of a change for him in the way that we want to play on both ends of the floor. But from a defensive standpoint, I'm asking a lot of him. I think he would tell you that. We want him to be disruptive. We need Ante to be a guy that can do that, but yet stay out of foul trouble. I think he's smart enough and intelligent enough to do that. I think I need him chasing blocks a little bit more, being a little bit more disruptive around the basket. Offensively, no matter what the style is, whether it was last year, 3 years ago, he's always going to be an integral part of what we do. He's multifaceted. He can face the basket. He can bring the ball up. He can play out of the post. He's a willing passer, sometimes a little bit too much. I'd like him to be more aggressive scoring the ball, so he demands even more double teams, because you can't really double him with his ability to pass. So, he's been great. I think like all players, you want more, and so I'm constantly challenging him. And he's a stubborn guy, which is a great thing as a player, because he has a belief in himself. But we're going to keep trying to challenge him in ways to grow, and not only as an individual player, but also as a leader, so that we can make his senior year extremely memorable.
Ante, this one's for you. Just real quickly, have you maybe become more of a vocal leader on the team than you have been in the past, since you and kind of CJ are the only returning guys out there?
Yeah, definitely, and I'm still working on it. A bunch of coaches are telling me the other day how more vocal they want me to be. in the huddles, on the court, in plays, in a live game, whatever it is. But I'm still getting used to it. I think throughout the summer and to this point now, I've gotten better at it. I understand that I'm a leader, and a lot of things is going to depend on me. So I'm going to try and be better every day in that case, so I can help my team win.
Thanks, guys.
Scott, last one.
Yeah, Ferrante, just I think literally half your roster this year is European. You were one of the you're the first, and then it's kind of just spiraled from there and rolled on from there. How much more comfortable does it make you having a bunch of European guys? Does the style of basketball change at all? And what's it kind of like in the locker room, just having that many European guys compared to the American guys?
Yeah, I said it a while ago that English is almost the second language in our locker room right now, which is kind of crazy, as you said. Like, we have a bunch of Europeans, but I it wasn't really no difference for me now or years before when it was predominantly American guys in there. But I really enjoyed guys are on the same page. We all love each other, so it's pretty awesome now.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Miles.